Now, the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, has been speaking in the last 24 hours or so, saying he was appalled and horrified at the incident which took place on Sandwich Street in Dublin, where a thankfully empty temporary migrant camp was burned out and destroyed by some local men in the area. The post went up on social media yesterday. Lots of you getting in touch and commenting on this. And one of those commenting on it is Kerry Sinn Féin TD and Sinn Féin Party Justice spokesperson, Deputy Pat Daly, who's with us on the line. Deputy Daly, good morning to you.
Good morning, Terry.
Are you equally appalled with what happened in Dublin over the weekend?
Well, actually, I know the laneway because it was halfway between Tralee, or between the Leinster House and the Conference Centre, so anyone who used to go up and down and walk that way would know where it is. It's an abandoned laneway. But obviously, there should be... I condemn what happened. There has been, no doubt, elements from the right wing and immigrant, anti-immigrant groups who have been spreading false information and the usual nonsense about women and children are unsafe, military age men that are coming to the area shouldn't be near a school, taking our council houses, all of that kind of stuff. And it's... you have a problem, I suppose, with a lack of integration there. And, you know, the community in the South Inner City have been very welcoming. There has been a big neglect of housing by the government and Dublin Corporation over the years. But, in fact, some of the abandoned hotels, which people would know if they were ever in the Lansdowne Road area, the communities up there were actually asking that they be refurbished and that it could take people seeking international protection. But, you know, there is a difficulty with integration, there's no doubt about it. I don't think the government have prioritised it. I think there's been a clear failure to plan, and there have been mixed messages from government. The Taoiseach, sometimes I don't know where he's at with the statements that he makes, saying that there wasn't enough Gardaí to deal with it, and he was contradicted quite sharply by the Minister for Justice. But while there does seem to be confusion within government, there is a clear failure to plan by them. And, you know, going back over the last few years, what you saw is the Department of Justice issued their own regulation. Then you had the Judge Catherine Day report. And then the government produced a white paper into ending direct provision back in March of 2021. So it's nearly over two years ago.
The world moved on. The COVID pandemic came in. The Ukraine war started, which scuppered all of their plans,
to move from direct provision. Oh yeah, look, I accept that there has been additional strains on the system. However, in the white paper that they produced over 2 years ago, what they suggested, and we welcomed it at the time, even though I would have preferred slight differences in it, they proposed 6 or 7 integration centres in the larger towns and cities, which were near to services, near to solicitors, near to medical and all that. And none of those have been provided in the 2 years and 3 months, or 2 years and 2 months since then. So to answer your question, Gerry, you know, people who are fleeing and making a claim for international protection do not deserve to be terrorised. And we were canvassing yesterday in the Tralee area, and I met a woman who has been quite sick over the years, and, you know, there's some local issues in the area, but she said that, you know, there are people in this country who don't have a bed for the night, and those people are weak and vulnerable, and they're being preyed on by right-wing groups. And it should not be underestimated, the malign influence that some of these people are having, and they are using quite understandable frustration that is within communities about, particularly in the South Inner City, I might add, with the price of houses around there. But people have concerns that their children can't get social housing. And we canvassed during the by-election for Dublin Bay South in the area. People can't move in, or their children can't afford houses in the area. They can't get social housing. So there is frustration there. That is being exploited. But in contrast to that, then, you can see where integration has worked well, such as from the community groups that we saw in Carsaveen last week, and the way they weighed in behind the Ukrainian community who were about to be moved on. And also, I welcome what has been the efforts that have been made by the GA, saying that because 15% of GEA members and clubs are now from what they call diverse communities, and Supervalue, I think, and David Clifford, for example, were out saying with the GEA campaign that community includes everyone, and I welcome that. But getting back to the government priority, so what did the government do then when this all came to a head last November, December? You would think that they would at least appoint a junior minister with specific responsibility for this area, but they gave it to a junior minister who already has responsibility for two other departments. So that'll give you an idea of the.
But do you not concede that they have particular and severe difficulties when it comes to what they're trying to do and what they're trying to achieve because of circumstances that are outside their control? Here's Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach, speaking this morning, going into Cabinet, about the current blockade, which is actually blocking the government from accommodating asylum seekers, which has taken place in Inch and County Clare this morning.
I don't believe there's a need for the blockades. I think these are people in themselves who've obviously gone through a difficult journey, those who are seeking asylum in this context. I think overall, County Clare and Ireland has been strong in terms of facilitating many, many refugees. And I think the dignity of the human being always has to be centre in our minds.
So there you have people blockading asylum seekers or international protection applicants being moved to a centre which is available for them, one of the few that's available for them. You have migrant camps being burned in Dublin. I mean, what do you expect the government to do when you're faced with those two realities?
Well, it would be very easy for me to be oppositional for the sake of it and criticise what Micheál Martin said, but I actually agree with him. There is no need to be protesting outside people's homes, whether they're politicians or whether they are people who are seeking asylum, who are making a claim for international protection, who have come through difficult circumstances, and I agree with them actually that people shouldn't be protesting outside that area. But to answer your question, what more can they do? They can show it more priority. They can implement their own plan from 2.5 years ago, which is to get these the reception centres were supposed to be constructed close to services, as I said, so that people would be able to stay there for an initial period of 4 to 6 months when they arrive into Ireland, that they would be kept there while their claims are processed speedily. More needs to be done about processing the claims so that they are, first of all, fair, and second of all, that are dealt with in a timely manner. But their own plan hasn't, and we saw this coming a year ago, that not enough effort was being put to this. So, you know, no more than plans in relation to housing and healthcare and all that, but there is a specific lack of implementing their own plan. Where is the construction of these reception centres, which are close? Everybody knows that in South Kerry, for example, you can't get a dentist on a medical card scheme. So why, you know, bring them into the larger towns and cities? That was the original plan in Sinn Féin. What we argued was that they should be constructed by the state rather than
leaving to the private sector.
Let me ask you this question. The private sector, they said that it would be operated by housing bodies, but the state then could use those afterwards
for its own purposes in terms of the housing crisis later on. Are Sinn Féin sending mixed messages on this? Your leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, defended a letter by one of your TDs that warned of a risk of conflict between Ukrainian refugees and locals in Kildare if the community did not receive support. As Patricia Ryan wrote to constituents last month, inviting them, modular homes are being developed in the area to house refugees who fled the war in Ukraine. The site location, said, far from ideal, were in areas with very significant social housing needs and homelessness rates, as well as pressure on health and education services. There's concern that growing levels of homelessness and pending evictions in areas where modular units are being proposed could generate conflict.
I think that letter was last summer, if I'm not mistaken. But that was an information letter, which I think...
That
was last August.
But that's one of the solutions that the government are trying to develop. And here's a Sinn Féin TD saying, no, we're not happy with it.
Well, no, you see, what you have there, Gerry, is we need to get back to where the original plan was to put them in areas where there was access to services and all that. And I've heard some of the complaints in relation to the County Clare place, and there is no doubt that it is not ideal for reception centres to be in rural, rural and isolated.
And are you going to get ideal places in an emergency, in fairness?
No, but you see, if you have to look at this in the way that what would we do if we were in government? And if we produced a white paper 2 years and 2 months ago, then we would try and implement it and push the adequate resources towards implementing our own plan, and the government haven't done that.
Okay, on the policing front of it, the comment finally by the Taoiseach saying not enough Gardaí, the GRA are echoing that, even though the Minister for Justice said there are enough Gardaí. What's your response to that, and what would you like to see the Gardaí do in Dublin if this flashpoint, and headlines this morning talking about the difficulties in policing protests, because whether it's pro or anti, there are going to be more of these immigration protests as the summer goes on?
Well, I suppose there's two points there. One is that there is the difficulty in recruiting into the guards at the moment, and the government have a plan to raise it up to 15,000. Judging by the numbers that went into Templemore in the first quarter of this year, there is no way that they're going to achieve that target. There is difficulty in a lot of jobs, even in banking sectors. I talked to some bankers yesterday, and they have a problem not only recruiting, but in retaining staff. And the same in the guards, with the problems with two-tier pay scale, the rosters, and there is a crisis, I suppose, in morale. And a lot of these more senior guards that I speak to are just looking at the date where they can get out. But I think it was an unfortunate statement by the Taoiseach yesterday to say there wasn't enough Gardaí in Dublin to police priority issues. I believe that there are, and I would go along with the line of the Minister for Justice to say that there is sufficient operational capacity to deal with flashpoints like this. If they can't police two areas within probably 300 yards of each other in Dublin, then there's a serious problem.
Okay, all right, Deputy Pat Daly, we're going to leave it there. My thanks to you for talking to us on the programme this morning. No doubt this will be raised in the Dáil today and further on. That's Deputy Pat Daly of Sinn Féin on what he would do. Yeah, sorry, yes.
Just in relation to your headlines, can I make a comment? There was a friend of mine who was a sub-editor in North Kerry, Noel Toomey, and there was a story about women's clothing under garments, and he said his headline was Storm in a D Cup, and the other classic was when Celtic were beaten by Inverness Caledonian Thistle. I don't know what that was mentioned earlier.
It was indeed. Very good. Two memorable ones there from Deputy Pat Daly. Okay, we'll leave it there. It's Deputy Pat Daly of Sinn Féin. Storm in a D Cup, his contribution to the headline memories this morning.